listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 6, Episode 21. Today's episode is one that sits at the intersection of emotional wellness, personal boundaries, and compassionate living. We're diving deep into the importance of boundaries when giving grace. Giving grace, offering compassion, understanding, and forgiveness is a beautiful expression of emotional maturity. But when grace is extended without limits, it can become self-neglect. So today we're going to unpack how to give grace in a healthy, empowering, and sustainable way. And let's start by defining two key concepts. Grace is the practice of extending empathy, forgiveness, and understanding, especially when someone falls short or makes a mistake. It's rooted in love, compassion, and the belief that people can grow. Boundaries, on the other hand, are the healthy limits we set to protect our emotional, mental, and even physical well-being. They define what we're willing to tolerate and what we're not. Many of us were taught to be good or kind, and we should give endlessly and always forgive and always understand, always stay. But when grace becomes habitual, people-pleasing or conflict avoidance, we lose touch with ourselves. Boundaries doesn't cancel out grace. They strengthen it. Let's talk about burnout. Have you ever kept forgiving someone who kept hurting you or stayed too long in a toxic relationship, whether it's with a friend or a personal relationship, because they're going through something? Or kept saying yes when your whole body was screaming no? That's what grace without boundaries looks like. It leads to emotional exhaustion, compassion fatigue, and sometimes resentment. You're not weak for needing space, and you're not selfish for needing rest. Burnout is not noble. It's a signal. It's telling us we're giving too much without replenishing. Boundaries helps us to notice when we're reaching that point, and they offer us a way to stay grounded. So let's make something clear. Grace is not enabling. It is not excusing harmful behavior. It is not tolerating disrespect. You can forgive someone and still walk away. You can understand someone's pain and still hold them accountable. Grace is about understanding and not self-sacrifice. When you set boundaries, you communicate what your values are, what you're willing to accept, and what's not okay. An example could be a friend who constantly cancels on you last minute, leaving you feeling unimportant. Grace says, "I understand you're busy," but boundaries say, "I also need friendships that are reliable." And I'm going to share more in the next segment. So here's the hard truth. People learn how to treat you based on what you allow. When you give grace without boundaries, you might unintentionally teach others that it's okay to take advantage of your kindness. But when you pair grace with clear expectations, you model emotional maturity and self-respect. I'm going to share a tip. Practice compassionate confrontation. Use statements like, "I value our friendship, and I also need more follow-through to feel respected." You can be kind and assertive. That's not a contradiction, it's empowerment. Grace should be renewable, not depleting. Boundaries help preserve your emotional resources so that you can continue showing up with love, empathy, and understanding. Think of it like this. If you pour water into everyone else's cup, but never refill your own, eventually, there's nothing left to give. So take a second to pause here and reflect. Where am I giving more than I can afford to give? Where do I feel resentful, overextended, or drained? Boundaries aren't walls, they're filters. They let in what nurtures you and blocks what harms you. Grace doesn't mean shielding others from the consequences of their actions. True grace includes the belief that people are capable of growth, and growth often comes through accountability. Boundaries say, "I believe in you enough to tell you the truth. I care about this relationship enough to name what's not working. I respect myself enough to walk away if necessary." When we pair grace with accountability, we foster environments of growth, truth, and respect, both for ourselves and others. So let's take a breath, inhale, and hold for a second, and slowly exhale. And as I close, remember this: you can be kind and still say no. You can forgive and still choose distance. You can offer grace and still protect your peace. Here are a few affirmations to take with you today. I give grace with wisdom, not at the expense of my well-being. Boundaries are my sacred act of self-love. My kindness includes myself. I teach others how to love me by how I love myself. I am worthy of peace, even when offering forgiveness. If this message resonated with you, please share it with someone who could use a reminder that grace and boundaries can coexist. Until next time, stay grounded, stay kind, and stay empowered.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe. Be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.